hitting the road on your way to work, or just hitting snooze. Broadcasting live and local, this is Strawny for Breakfast.
The Mid-North Coast.
Triple M.
Yes, good morning, everybody. Friday, it is here, ladies and gents. Can I get a bit of excitement, please? Please, can I get some excitement? Thank you. Oh, women screaming at this time of the year, that kind of scared me a little bit. Strawny's Breakfast Show, the Friday edition, here thanks to the Port City Bowling Club. And we've got a big show today, guys. We've got the top three things to do this weekend. The Entertainment Report with John Michael. Going to try and spin you up $1,000 on the birthday wheel. And we're going to have Kerry and the team from Harvey Norman in here to draw that $5,000 gift card for all of you lovely people doing your end of financial year shopping down at our great friends at Harvey Norman. The guys are going to be in here. We're going to do the draw. It's very, very exciting. I've never given away such money. Anyway, I'm really looking forward to having Kerry and the team here. We're going to get you across the latest with Strawny Leaks, also the locals' gig guide for the upcoming weekend. And what's trending about the world today? This is all happening on Strawny's Breakfast Show this morning. Tick after 5 o'clock. Good morning to my lovely 5 to 6 listeners. The Hooters on your radio now. And we danced. Good times, greatest hits. This is Triple M.
What the papers are saying, thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza News Agency.
Yeah, big good morning to Chris and Fee this morning. The $60 million Powerball went off last night to a Canberra dad. And get this, guys, he actually picked the numbers himself. The numbers are all related to his family in some way. Anyway, the dad walks away with $60,700,000, apparently. So good on him. Congratulations. The front page of the Daily Telegraph today reads, Cricket Australia Channel 7 stoush goes nuclear after $450 million broadcast bombshell. Channel 7's made sensational claims against Cricket Australia that could blow up its six-year $450 million broadcast deal. The front page of the Sydney Morning Herald today, major flaws found in 2.1 billion boats Australia gifted to Pacific Island nations. The $2.1 billion fleet of Guardian-class patrol boats has been plagued by design flaws, including carbon monoxide leaks, throwing into question whether the vessels can remain at sea. And the front page of the Oz today, enough job vacancies to clear Dole queue. Hiring frenzy hits Top Gear as employers seek to fill almost 500,000 jobs amid chronic worker shortages and the lowest unemployment rate in nearly 50 years. That's what's gracing the front pages of the paper, thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza News Agency.
For breakfast, the Mid-North Coast.
The Mid-North Coast, Triple M.
Yes, 6 minutes after six this morning, Strawny's Brekkie Show. Son Alex in the chair as we send the wattage to your cottage on an overcast Friday to mark the end of the working week. And as the news has alluded to, we could be up for a heap of wet weather this weekend, so stay safe out there, folks. Live traffic, not mentioning much in regards to incidents or accidents this morning, but if you are out and about on the roads, 133353, give us a call and I'll let everybody know about it. Manly last night, getting up over the storm, and as I said just out of 5:30, Benji Marshall called that. He also called New South Wales to win by 20. As well in the last State of Origin. So he's like a clairvoyant, young Benji Marshall. Anyway, next thing he says, put the house on it. No, I'm only joking, guys. Gamble responsibly. Push hard, 3 copies. You know the drill. It's Friday. We are giving away the $5,000 Harvey Norman gift card today after the end of financial hot deals. They wrapped up yesterday. So really excited to have Kerry and the team in studio with us. And we're going to draw that winner and hopefully get them on the phone and let them know the good news. But without further ado, we need to know if the fish are biting. It's time to chat to Bluey Waters, folks.
Triple M's fishing best bet.
Yeah, I'm going fishing in the morning. I'm going fishing all day. I'm going fishing, time to quit wishing. I'm going fishing today.
Yes, it is Friday and it's time to chat to Bluey Waters. Bluey, good morning to you, mate.
Good morning, Strawny.
How are you on this last day of the working week, mate?
Excellent, thank you.
Very good. Now, what do you think of that game last night with Manly and the Storm?
Yes, bit of an upset, wasn't it? Sort of thing. I thought it'd be a bit close the game, but I didn't expect a blowout like that. I thought the Melbourne Storm structure was terrible and their defence was woeful. I don't think they'd be likely to be going to training on Monday, I tell you.
Mm.
They're telling me they'd be putting them through a few different drills, I tell you.
I think so too. Throwing the book at them, no doubt, that's for sure, Bluey. Now, how did we go on the bite yesterday, mate?
Yeah, it didn't do too bad. It was such a mild day. It was quite nice to be out on the water. And, yes, a few tarra and brim on the beaches has been consistent all week. Around the rocks, we picked up some nice blackfish. The odd drummer, a couple of grouper were weighed in. Then back in the estuary, there was some nice flathead. They're still up around the 50, 60-centimetre mark. Seems to be on the bite in the morning. Once that tide changes, they seem to go a bit quiet. But blackfish, brim, average size. Yeah, it wasn't a bad day. I enjoyed myself.
Very good, Blue. Yeah, it was nice and mild yesterday. The last couple of weeks of work caught up with me yesterday, and I did the old, I'll just go and lie down for 10 minutes, and then I had that real panic thinking I'd slept in for work because it was dusk and I didn't know if it was morning or night. I didn't know where I was, who I was, anything. So I didn't get in the water yesterday. But, yeah, it was a nice, the sun came out there around lunchtime. It was beautiful.
Yes, very nice. And hopefully we get the same today, although this cloud's starting to move in from the south and they tell us we're going to have a terrible weekend.
Yes. Yeah, I hope not too, Bluey. I hope not too, mate. Now, what do you reckon for today, mate?
Yeah, well, I'm going to go out to the breakwaters this morning and I'm going to take a bit of green meat or sea cabbage with me and I'm going to try and see if I can raise a blackfish or two. It's been a bit quiet out there and just with this mild weather, they might just come on the bite. So, out to the breakwaters and try for a blackfish on green meat or sea cabbage. We've got a couple of clubs out this weekend. We've got the Southwest Rock Seabreeze Hotel Fishing Club. They've got their monthly comp on. The weigh-in starts at 11 o'clock in the beer garden on Sunday with a barbecue. And also our good friends, the Haddad Amateur Fishing Club, they've also got a comp on. And it's 12 o'clock weigh-in back at the clubhouse with a barbecue.
Oh, it all just sounds too good, doesn't it, Bluey? Eh?
Yeah, it does.
Push hard, 3 copies, sign me up, I'm in. Yep. Now, being a Friday, Bluey, do you want to give us your tip of the round for the footy?
No, we'll do the sports bet first bet.
Give us the sports bet one.
Yeah, Bluey Water Sports Tab best bet. We're off to Rose Hill Garden Saturday afternoon, race 7, horse 6, steel diamond at 7-1.
Oh, you give till it hurts, don't you? Hey, hey, I'll throw it in me quaddy. I'll throw it in me quaddy. That's the first leg. So there you go. Very
okay,
good.
And the Bluey Waters footy tab best bet. We're off to Penrith Park tonight. The Roosters received 14.5 start against the Panthers. They won't need it.
Ah, yes. Well, Dad will be happy to hear that one, Bluey. Very good, mate. Very good. Now, at this time of the day, of a Friday, we like to get Bluey's thoughts on the following.
The Bluey Waters Bottle-O Best Bet.
Yeah, we're off to Dan Murphy's. We've got Tui's Extra Dry Stubbies at $42.90 a carton.
Oh, doesn't get much better than that, Bluey.
That's $1.78 a grog, and with your return and earn, it's $40.50 out of pocket.
Oh. Yes. Well, if you walk past that, ladies and gents, you walk past your own front door. Bluey, thank you very, very much, my friend. And I hope the Tigers get up for you against Auckland on the weekend. But I'm not overly against the New Zealand Warriors, rather. But geez, mate, you got it up against you.
Oh, give us strength.
I will give you strength, Bluey, and you give us what you give us every day at this time.
Cheers!
It's you two this morning with Pride, 24 after 6. Strawny Leaks up next, then news, sport, weather and surf check. Triple M.
Strawny Leaks, thanks to Southwest Rocks Country Club and Social Alley. Open 7 days a week. Come and play.
Guy Sebastian's longtime manager, who was once one of his closest friends, has been found guilty of embezzling money from the Australian Idol winner. Now, a jury found Titus Day guilty. Stop everything. Hang on a second. His name is what? Titus? Oh, well, I guess you can just call him guilty now. after he's been found guilty more than over 30 of 47 charges he faced at a New South Wales district court trial after deliberating for almost a week. Day, who remains on bail for now, had previously been found not guilty of three charges after being accused of stealing almost $900,000 from the pop star. A Victorian man who was legally threatened by Kanye West for running a burger shop in the rapper's honour hopes society continues to hold Ye in high esteem, revealing the artist effectively saved his life. West sensationally threatened legal action against the burger shop dubbed the College Dropout, named after the rapper's debut title because it featured his material without permission. The burger shop, located in the Melbourne suburb of Ivanhoe, had burgers named after West's songs and sported a mural of the rapper at its entrance. West took legal action against the owner, Mark Ellori, in response, having followed the burger shop for months on Instagram. Now, Mr. Ellori had only ever intended to honour West by using his material and had assumed the Instagram follow simply served as an appreciative nod back. But the burger creator soon found himself in hot water with West's legal team instead. And back to the courts we go. Channel 7 is taking Cricket Australia to the federal court in a bombshell development in their simmering feud. The TV network has been fighting battles against cricket's governing body ever since Seven West boss James Warburton in 2020 famously referred to Cricket Australia as the most incompetent administration I've ever worked with. Now, the dispute is at breaking point, with Seven filing court proceedings with claims of numerous contract breaches by Cricket Australia surrounding their $450 million TV rights agreement. Seven's biggest gripe has always been the BBL, previously broadcast by Channel 10, which it argues has been devalued because of the lack of availability of international stars. At the time, Seven demanded a reduced rate for the money it was paying, but Cricket Australia refused to budge after the organisation was able to complete a full summer of domestic and international cricket despite sweeping COVID-19 restrictions. I don't
like cricket. Strawny for breakfast.
The Mid-North Coast, Triple M.
I could get the lot, your dog.
Strawny for breakfast. Still to come.
Oh, Clive, you're driving the neighbours nuts. Leave them alone. Anyway, sun's up, guys. Up and at them, up and at them. Let's go, let's go. It's 6:45, guys. Still to come, we're going to check what's gracing the front pages of our papers. Thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza News Agency. And the $60 million Powerball went off last night. A father with a big family in Canberra. So good on him. Anyway, that and more to come, guys. Stick around. This is Triple M.
The Locals Guide on Triple M, with everything happening on the Mid-North Coast.
Well, it's the gig guide of a Friday. Now, this afternoon / early evening at Black Duck Brewery, catch Cheryl and Pete kicking things off at 5 o'clock. At 5:30, if you plan on heading to Chop and Chill, Andrew Cousins will be there playing some live tunes. From 6:30 at Wave Bowl tonight, there is live music as well. And Angie Lee from 7 is playing at Little Fish Cafe. Down at Bonnie Hills at 8 o'clock, you can catch the Rockabillies. And if you're looking for 90s hip-hop, get down to Hullo Sailor tonight for the Rump Shaker Party. Plenty happening music-wise. Saturday at 2 o'clock, you can catch Hats Lewis at Brewhaven. Also at the Hastings Hotel in Warhope tomorrow night, you can catch Nicky Rudge performing from 7:30. 8 o'clock at Finian's Irish Tavern, Cranky Duck will be rocking the house there. And I do love a Sunday session. And if you're looking for live music, Simon Gudgeon will be down at Chop and Chill from 12:30 at 1:30 at the Warhope Country Club. Nikki and Bestie will be performing. And on the southern end of our listening area, the Laurentian Hotel plays host to Bill Roberts, and the Bonnie Hills Hotel plays host to Dan Hopkins. Plenty of live music about this weekend, guys. Go and get amongst it.
Check out the Locals Guide for the Mid-North Coast anytime on the Listener app for Bing Lee. Australian owned for over 60 years. Triple M. Broadcasting live and local. This is Strawny for Breakfast.
The Mid-North Coast.
The Mid-North Coast. Triple M.
Woo-hoo! It's Friday, guys. Sorry, I alerted my woo-hoo a little early there with my mic still on when Ash came into the studio. It's Strawny's Brekkie Show, Son Alex in the chair. And this, my friends, is the only breakfast show on the coast that is bigger than a rain bomb. Am I right? Am I right, Ash?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We'll just, it's good. Feel good Friday. Yeah. I'll just say yes. Yep. Amazing.
Great. I'm glad. So you're going to be a yes man today, are you?
Absolutely. I do like your shirt today, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
You've pulled out all the stops.
That's right. Put me good shirt on.
Is it because we're drawing out the 5K?
Absolutely.
You wanted to feel 5K fabulous?
I wanted to feel... Oh, how good is this, eh? Look at you dropping bombs already.
I was like, good shirt, good times, greatest hits.
That's right.
That's a new Triple M's logo.
That's right, yeah, and it's me with this new party shirt on.
Party time.
Party time, excellent. Now, we're going to have Kerry and the team in here a bit later.
Yes, to do the $5,000 gift card draw. I'm so keen.
I'm so keen too. I can't wait to tell somebody that.
Oh, how funny would it be if they don't answer?
Fully.
We'll just have the best voicemail ever.
Yeah,
be
yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's Alfred.
Yeah, yeah, sorry.
Batman's butler.
Yeah, yes.
You have won $5,000.
It doesn't look like you are going to have any money this weekend. Because me and Mr. Wayne are going to spend it. It's not like he already has heaps of it, but now we're going to take your $5,000 and we're also going to go to the Port City Bowling Club and win the $5,000 members draw.
Oh.
Because Mr. Wayne, mind you, is a member there too. It's good to get Michael Caine off my chest. It's like I've...
You ready to start the morning now?
I'm ready to start the day. I'm ready. I'll tell you, I am ready to go yell at the day, stand in front of it, take my shirt off and go, take on me.
Please don't do that.
No. Are you the day? Are you? I'll tell you who is the day. Tight Ass Day, who's ripped off Guy Sebastian. It's in What's Trending.
Oh,
hey, give
uh-oh.
Us a... He's a what?
He's a tight ass.
Yes, he is. 16 minutes after 7, Tom Petty on your radio with Running Down a Dream, and someone's running down $5,000 worth of gift card from Harvey Norman a little later on this morning. And it is Friday, so it's time for...
Strawny's Top 3 Things to Do This Weekend.
Yes, it is. The top 3 things.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I would say first off, top of the line. I don't know if you've been downstairs this morning, but Sovereign Hills Town Centre have a synthetic ice skating rink set up.
So that's just got broken rib written all over it, if that was me.
Kicks off from tomorrow, and I think it runs for the whole school holidays.
Fantastic.
So great little opportunity. Take the kidlets down there. Take yourself down there. Yeah. I'd go down there.
Absolutely.
Give it a go. But yes, in the forecourt, they're turning it into a little winter wonderland with a synthetic ice skating rink.
Christmas in July, even.
Yeah, I guess, it's a perfect activity for winter school holidays, or it could be a cute little date or a little cardio.
Absolutely. Or if in my case, if you want to spend a couple of days up the emergency room.
Well, I think the tickets are, $15 for adults and kids are $11, and all sessions are 45 minutes and start on the hour from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Wow. Okay.
So, like, all day.
Getting
every
physical.
Day.
I like it. On Sunday, guys, the next Maldemar Long Riders comp is on Rainbow Beach, Bonnie Hills, 7 a.m. roll up. For a 7:30 start in the water, out the back, ready to go on your first wave. There will be the best of best bacon and egg rolls down there, Snapper assures me. So go and see the guys down at the Maldemar Long Riders at Bonnie Hills if you want to get around some good blokes and have a surf.
Or on Sunday, you also have the Propagation Station is doing a massive pop-up
event.
Who's
using more alliteration than us?
They're doing their massive pop-up event. So they've got a huge range of hydroponic and indoor plants, and it's like one day only kind of sale prices.
Mm.
So get on down to North Haven Community Hall on Sunday between 9 and 2 and pick yourself up some pretty plants.
Oh, I love pretty plants. It's there's not enough of them in the world,
I think. They'll have plenty of them there, so do it.
Very good. Okay, well, I mean, there are some other things on. I was just perusing something before. Yes, here we go. This is what I was looking at. Sorry, I'm just trying to flick through a million different windows. I feel like my father. On Sunday at 10 a.m., we kick off NAIDOC Week celebrations, okay?
Of course. course.
So at Southwest Rocks, they're kicking things off there on Sunday, 10 a.m. There's cultural performances, weaving, kids' cultural activities as well, some music, some markets, and some native planting too. So if you're in the Southwest Rocks area, NAIDOC Week kicks off this weekend. So go out and get amongst that, guys.
Do it, do it.
Do it, do it indeed. And we'll obviously bring you across more stuff about the weekend as the show rolls on this morning, because there is a lot of it, hence how many tabs I have open on my right now. So, and lots going on with NAIDOC Week next week too, guys. We'll keep you informed with that. Stick around. We have the latest edition of Strawny Leaks, where we can hear about Guy Sebastian's manager, who Ash is...
He's a tight-ass.
It is showtime, and that means we're talking to Marcus. How are you, Marcus? And where are you, Marcus?
How you going, mate? I'm well. How are you?
Oh, mate, I am fantastic. It's Friday, buddy. It's Friday.
I'm in my kitchen watching my daughter eat Weet-Bix.
Oh, okay. Well,
I'm going real hard.
Yeah.
What a way to start the Friday.
Flat out like a lizard drinking, guys. Hey, Marcus, we didn't get this done up in time for you today, but just so you know, you do have an official new opener.
Oh, my God. I look forward.
Okay, you ready? You ready? Here's how it goes.
Where's Marcus?
How's that? It's very aggressive, but anyway. Now, Marcus. Yeah, she's very angry with you. It's like she's been out looking for you all night.
Look, I only have a certain range of voices that I can do, and that's all you get.
Yeah. Angry stay-at-home mum is Ash's specialty.
That was perfect.
Now, Marcus, from Newton's Blinds and Awnings, where are the team off to today? Definitely not your kitchen, I'm guessing.
No, definitely not my kitchen. I'm just got a later start today, but we're in Port Macquarie today doing a couple of different installs of zip tracks, plantation shutters, and a couple of roller blinds. But I'm loving it in my kitchen watching my daughter eat.
Well, I tell you what, don't let her get it on any of the blinds, very shades, verticals, or Venetians in that kitchen of yours, Marcus.
I certainly will not. And a massive shout out to Melinda Newton. It was her birthday yesterday. Big happy birthday.
Happy birthday!
Unison, happy birthday.
Yeah. How cute.
The one and only. Us boys through.
Absolutely, mate. Yeah, well, a big congratulations and happy birthday to Mel. Now, Marcus, just before you go, you guys install curtains as well as blinds, shutters and awnings. Is that right?
We certainly do. Curtains are still popular, and there's hundreds and hundreds of different designs and colours and fabrics to choose from.
Well, Marcus, I tell you what, mate, if we want anything, blinds, shutters, awnings, curtains,
Weet-Bix.
Yeah, absolutely. If we want breakfast, hot water, go to Marcus's for breakfast. Weet-Bix on offer today. And he'll even wipe your face when you're done. Now, it's time for us to... Oh, sorry, someone wants to say something here.
Get out of here.
All right, well, get out of here. Righto, get out of here, Marcus. We'll speak to you next week, mate.
Get out of here.
Wake up. Strawny for breakfast. The Mid-North Coast. Mid-North Coast. Triple M.
Yes, it is Strawny for breakfast. The Mid-North Coast. Triple M. Good times, greatest hits and greatest rangers behind the mic of a morning. As I throw to you, Ash.
I love just ranger. What a word.
Self-promotion Friday, guys. Much like Flock of 80s Friday. Or
Fun Fry-yay.
Fry-yay, rosé, wine-yay.
All of the above.
Yeah. we're here thanks to the Port City Bowling Club, and the guys have the $5,000 members draw on tonight. Ash, can you believe it?
Just a day of giveaways.
So it is.
They've got the $5,000 draw. We've got to do the end of month birthday draw. We've got the 5K giveaway with Harvey Norman. It's just all happening.
It is all happening, and we need to get into it this morning.
Yes.
We'll get Johnny Hates Jazz. Let's hope Johnny Michael Housen likes jazz, because he's coming on after it at 23 minutes to 8 o'clock this morning. This is Strawny's Breakfast Show. Son Alex in the chair on Triple M. Johnny Hates Jazz this morning with Shattered Dreams. 20 to 8, good times, greatest hits. This is Triple M.
Triple M's Entertainment Report with John Michael Housen.
We say a big good morning to John Michael Housen. Good morning.
Good morning, Holiday Coast.
It's so lovely to have you on the show. Now, I just got to quickly ask you, John Michael, we just had Johnny Hates Jazz with Shattered Dreams on. Are you a fan of jazz music?
Yeah, well, as much as I'm a fan of anybody.
Okay, so it's not your top
pick. I mean, I don't get up and dance around the room, put it that way.
Okay, well, good to know. We'll make sure that Johnny Hates Jazz comes on a little later in the morning, I think. Anyway, yeah. John Michael, 13 Lives, a movie coming out about the Thai children that were trapped in that cave that's made in Australia.
In 2018, in the Tamluang Cave in Thailand, remember there was a junior football team?
Yeah.
For about 18 days, and wasn't that a cliffhanger?
Ooh.
Well, Ron Howard, the great Ron Howard, made a film in Australia. They did location stuff in Thailand at the locale, but all the cave stuff was shot in the studios on the Gold Coast. Ron Howard directing, Viggo Mortensen, Colin Farrell, and Joel Edgerton amongst the stars. A big cast of Thai actors were brought in as well. Well, I've seen clips of it. It looks absolutely amazing. And it opens at the end of July. So it's really, really, I mean, the Australian film business has gone ahead brilliantly. And this stuff looks like it's a, well, this film looks like it's going to be a real cliffhanger as well.
Absolutely.
So, and very good. I mean, I'm an enormous fan of Joel Edgerton. I think he's not only a wonderful actor, he's a wonderful writer, and he's a great director. So I'll be looking forward to seeing him in 13 Lives. And then another film made in Australia is about to open, and that's Thor, Love and Thunder, which is directed by the great New Zealand director, Taiki Waititi. And it stars, of course, Chris Hemsworth as Thor, with Natalie Portman, Christian Bale, Chris Pratt, and Jeff Goldblum. And that was made in the studios in Sydney. And I love the Thor movies anyway, but for an old boy, you know. I get me rocks off watching that stuff. But it's made a great cast of actors, and it was... It was made in Sydney. I mean, we're really doing some... I know I won't bore you because it'll go on forever. A list of epics that are going to be made in Australia over the next 12 months. It's quite impressive, I can tell you. Impressive.
Well, we've got Kim Kardashian here at the moment with her new boyfriend. They're filming that. Is it Wizards up on the Gold Coast, John Michael?
Yeah,
too? There's lots of stuff
right,
getting
up there.
There's lots of stuff getting made here. And just quickly, Cameron Diaz set to make a comeback after a long retirement.
Yeah, she dropped out of the film business after she did a TV version of the musical Annie in 2014, because she'd married to Benji Madden, and she decided she wanted to concentrate on being a wife and a mother and stay-at-home mum. Anyway, apparently Jamie Foxx, with whom she worked in Annie, has lured her back to the screen in a comedy film being made for Netflix, which is called Back in the Action. Back in Action.
Okay.
And I love her. I mean, the first time I saw Cameron Diaz was in one of those Jim Carrey comedies.
The Mask, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, and I thought she was the most beautiful-looking creature I'd ever seen. And then I met her, and I wasn't disappointed, I can tell you.
Oh, well, I think she was very funny. I can't remember what the name of the movie is.
Mary.
Mary.
Mary, yeah.
Yes, that scene in that movie that shall not be repeated on this show quarter
very
to eight.
Funny. and she was, drop-dead gorgeous and a nice woman and did a sensible thing. I think she said, well, I've had a great career, now it's time to maybe, you know, just give it all up while I'm at my peak. Anyway, she did that and hasn't made a picture for 8 years, and now has decided that, well, this looks good, so I'll go back and do that.
Fantastic, John Michael. Well, time has beaten us, unfortunately, but thank you very much. We will speak to you next week, and stay warm down there in Melbourne, won't you?
You better believe it.
Thanks, John Michael.
Thanks, bye-bye.
It's Phil Collins this morning, 8 minutes to 8. with the lovely Ash opposite me.
Good morning.
All I got to say is horn stabs right now.
Okay.
Listen to the horn stabs, guys. And don't be misconfused. He's saying Susudio, not studio, as in Harvey Norman are coming in very, very soon to studio, and we are going to give away the $5,000 gift card. Oh, yeah.
Coming up after eight.
It is indeed. Now, birthday shout-outs.
Oh, yes.
We need to get a move on because we have so much to get through in the next hour. It's crazy.
Yes. So we've got a happy 40th birthday to Nadine Westerman and Megan Robinson. Love from all your extended family and friends. Happy 40th, guys.
Absolutely. Happy 40th, ladies.
Amazing. And we also have to do the end of month draw because you didn't do it yesterday because I was not here taking care of you.
That's right. Yeah, I was unsupervised yesterday, much to the boss's dismay, no doubt.
So do you want to do it now or do you want to do it after the wheel? What do you feel?
I would love to do it now. Okay. Let's do it now. Right. We'll give something away before we go to the news,
right,
eh?
Here we go. Let me dig my hand in this. Well, it's a bowl. It's not a barrel. So.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We've got John from Lake Caddo.
John! Woohoo! Gets a Triple M prize back.
Yeah, so I will be in touch and we'll organise to get that to you.
I know who John is. I've remembered who he is. He's that guy that when we got him off the phone, he went, love you, into the phone, and then we went to say it back and he'd gone.
Oh, I love you, John.
Anyway, John, we love you too.
Isn't that nice?
So, John, congratulations, mate. Triple M prize pack coming your way. All right.
But we do need to spin that birthday wheel.
We do need to spin it. 133353 after the news, guys, when you hear your cue to call. And in the meantime, I might move that wheel into Ash's corner so she can just lean back.
Well, you don't know. You had to spin it by default yesterday, so you never know. Someone might pick for you today.
What is in, like, as in default, as in you're going to keel over and...
No, as in, like, someone can pick today. Mm. They didn't get a choice yesterday. I wasn't here.
Well, yeah, I'll tell you what. If someone picks me... I will be surprised. We'll have to do the trumpet sting.
We'll see how we go.
Yeah, we will. We will. News, sport, weather, even your run to work coming up on Triple M as well as the interstate weather.
Triple M's interstate weather. For Breakout River Meats. Quality, tasty meat found only at your local independent butcher.
If you're off to Sydney today, rain's increasing, 16 degrees, a shower or two on the forecast for Melbourne and 13, rain for Brisbane, 18, sunny in Perth, getting to 19 degrees, partly cloudy conditions in Adelaide, 15, partly cloudy and 12 degrees in Hobart, in Canberra, 12 degrees and a shower or two of $60 million after the Powerball went off last night, and in Darwin, a possible morning shower and 27 degrees. Wherever you're going about the country today, do it safely. It's Triple M. It's John Farnham this morning with Two Strong Hearts, but John has it wrong this morning because there's three strong hearts in this studio, isn't there, Ash?
Am I right? There is now. So there's you, there's me, and there is the beautiful Kerry from Harvey Norman who's graced us with her presence.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kerry. Now, listen, we better get this birthday wheel spun, and you are going to be, they can pick me, Ash, or yourself, okay?
Trifecta option.
Trifecta option, or we all try and do it. Flip the wheel over, break it, no one wins anything.
Triple M, our birthday wheel. For 40 Wings, Port Macquarie. Wake up wonderful with a new bed from 40 Wings in the Port Home Zone.
Yes, good morning to 40 Wings. If you want a better night's sleep, go and see the team at 40 Wings today. They make it like your birthday every day as we go to Sharon at Maxville. Sharon, good morning to you.
Good morning, Moffy.
Moffy.
Oh, close. Alex. It's Alex.
It's Alex at the Port.
Oh, Alex.
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, I'm going to send that to Moffy. He's going to love that. Anyway, I digress. Oh, that's fantastic. Now, what's going on in Maxville this morning, Sharon?
Just at work.
At work. Okay. Yeah. Well, it's the last day today.
And it's the first day of the month, though.
Yeah, pinch and a punch.
It is too, yeah.
Pinch and a punch to everyone in Maxville. Now, you have three...
Biggest question.
Yeah, this is the biggest question. We've been talking about it all morning. So you have three options on who can spin this wheel for you today, okay? You have myself, you have Ash, and you have the lovely Kerry from Harvey Norman in Port Macquarie. So who are you going to pick?
Let's pick you.
I knew this was going to happen because you moved the birthday wheel to sit behind me because you're like, no one ever never picks me. It's always you. Let's just make it easy. And now you have to come around this
because
side.
When you come over,
only because I called you, Morphy.
It's a pity. So it's a pity spin.
Oh, well, she's got the sympathy spin this morning, guys. I like it.
All right, come round.
Okay, I've got to quickly leave.
It's all right, I'll narrate. It's fine. Don't trip over. Christ. Imagine.
Oh, ask what number.
Oh, yeah, what number do you want?
Six.
Number six. Go on.
Yeah.
Oh, he's running around. Oh, WHS, if you tripped over.
Yeah. Here we go.
It's number 14.
Number 14. I am sorry.
Too bad.
You should have went with Ash like everyone else this week. Anyway.
Oh, well.
Next time. Now, we've got you. Make sure you stay tuned because on Monday we are going to tell you about the new consolation prize on the birthday
yes,
wheel,
we'll
which
put you
are
in.
Okay, Sharon?
But we can't tell you what it is yet.
Yes.
So. Awesome.
Right. Now, you just
That'd
hold the line. We will get your details off air. And there you have it, Kerry. That is how the birthday wheel is spun in this studio.
Thrilling, isn't it?
Absolutely. I'm a bit disappointed. I didn't get
it. Yeah, see, that's what Alex feels every day.
I've been here a month now, Kerry, and that's the disappointment starts to build after a while.
I can't help it if I'm popular. I'm sorry.
Well, I bet. I bet, young lady. Anyway, what do we do here? Righto. Okay, John Mellencamp on your radio this morning, guys. It is 13 minutes after 8. Guitar Sting.
We're a bit like Jack and Diane.
We are like Jack and Diane, aren't we? Oh, dearie me. I don't know where we're going to go from here. Come on, drop some of your bombs.
Let the song play.
Okay. John Mellencamp, it's Triple M. It's good thing the Mid-North Coast Triple M. 23 minutes after 8 o'clock as we wrap up the working week. It is Friday and we have the lovely Kerry from Harvey Norman Port Macquarie in here with us. And Ash, of course.
Of course.
These two lovely ladies sitting opposite me looking at this head that's kicked in like a Bicky tin. And we are here, guys. It's all very, very exciting at the moment, isn't it?
Got the hot deals. And how are you doing, Kerry?
I'm doing great. Happy new financial year.
I know. Year. First day of the month.
Where
first
did
of July.
That year go, right?
It's just, I can't keep up at the moment. I blinked and it was the middle of the year.
Oh, no.
I've blinked and I've lived here a year and a half.
What?
Yeah. Unbelievable. Someone mentioned it the other day and I just was like, my goodness, I cannot believe it.
My gosh.
So we can only imagine that the hot deals just went like a flash at Harvey Norman.
Yes, I hope. We were telling people, we're like, if you don't get in, you're going to miss out. So sorry.
We've had a fantastic June.
It's just been unbelievable.
Oh, that's so good to hear, Kerry. Yep, that's really, really good. We're
good
happy.
For the community. We're all small businesses, you know, so it's been a great June and a great year. So,
yeah, that's fantastic. And even when we have people on for Tradie Thursday, you know, they're saying that
Business is booming.
I mean, obviously not everybody. That wasn't the case for everybody, but more often than not, everyone's done really well. And that's what we want here, right? We want everyone to do well. And
it's difficult in business. You know, everything is compromised, you know, freights and expenses and all that sort of thing.
Oh, even signing in for COVID.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like that
Where
whole
have we
rigmarole.
Been the last year?
Oh. So hopefully onwards and upwards.
Yeah, that's
upwards.
Right. COVID who, sorry? I don't
know. Yeah, it's reset.
Yeah, that's right. Very good. Now, Kerry, it's time. It is time.
Very exciting.
Okay, so you had the big greasy barrel.
So you had all departments, yeah?
All departments.
All departments.
And every customer has gone into the drawer that spent over $1,000 in the month of June.
Oh.
For every $1,000, they received an entry into the barrel.
Wow, okay. And you got
it. It was a big barrel.
It was a very big barrel.
Big barrel for big drawers, ladies and gents.
So you've got the secret person here. Have a look. I'll see. All right. Okay, you've got the number over there, Alex.
I do now. Thank you very much. Now, we're going to call this person right now. So, should we give them a clue?
Nah.
No, no clue.
Nah,
okay.
Just do it.
All right, well, just listen to this. Listen to this lovely on hold music, guys. Just be right back for a second there.
Let's see, Alex. What happens if they don't answer?
Get a good voicemail.
They'll get a happy voicemail. That's right.
We'll have to put on. The last few days we've been getting out our Michael Caine, Alfred from Batman accents on, so we might try and do a voicemail.
Okay, guys, we are ringing.
Oh, okay.
Oh, here we go.
It is ringing.
Oh, come on.
It's just we can't hear it.
Come on.
Hello.
Hello. Who have I got there?
It's Catherine.
Hello, Catherine. My name is Alex, and I have Ash here with me. We're calling from Triple M Mid-North Coast. Would this happen to be the phone of...
Gary?
Yes.
Oh,
okay. All right.
Is Gary around?
He is. I'll just put him on
for
you.
Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Okay. This is where I get my prank call on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, g'day. Gary speaking.
Hello, Gary. It's Michael Caine here. I'm only joking. Stop. Gary, it is Strawny and Ash, and Kerry is here too, of course. And we, my friend, are ringing you...
Just to say hi,
first of all, and also to tell you that you have won a $5,000 Harvey Norman gift card.
You're joking.
I am not joking.
Oh, you've got $5,000. Congratulations, Gary.
That's unreal. Oh, thank you very much. You just made my day.
Oh, I'm hoping it did make your day, Gary. And the lovely Kerry and team, you are very lucky. They've had a huge month down there at Harvey Norman, and you have been the lucky winner out of thousands, my friend.
Oh, fantastic.
What do you have anything in mind of what you'd want to buy?
I'm sure we'll find something.
It's like the wife's in the background like, yeah, good on you, Gary.
This list that's been going for 20 years.
Oh, congratulations.
Well, yeah, a big thank you to Kerry and the team at Harvey Norman. So when you go down there, Gary, you go and find Kerry and she will look after you, okay?
Yeah, so we will be in touch off
This isn't a scam, is it?
No, Gary. No, if you turn your radio on in about 6 seconds' time, you'll hear us laughing at that joke. But I do. You can't be too careful, Gary. Can't be too careful.
I think it was the fact that you led with the Michael Caine impression.
Yeah, well... Oh, there you go.
Okay, guys.
Well, Gary, congratulations, mate. We'll be in touch off air, buddy, and well done again.
Oh, I love it.
Bye, Gary.
Thanks, Gary.
Woohoo! Bye. Yeah, all right.
Gotta love live radio. We panicked for a second thinking we had the wrong phone number, but that's okay.
Yeah.
That's all right. And then you threw Michael Caine in there. It's a good day.
Oh, just can you imagine if poor Gary's wife had thrown him out the night before and he dropped his phone at home? Oh, dearie me.
And then it's just you going, hello? And then me going, is Gary there? Yeah. She'd be like, why? Okay. What do you want?
What do you want? It's like, oh, you don't sound like Gary. Oh, anyway, I digress.
Thank you so much, Kerry, for joining us.
And you are welcome here anytime, Kerry.
We'll get you back in. You'll have to spin the birthday wheel.
It's fun, actually, in here.
I know, we don't have
real
jobs.
It's a madhouse, mate. The fact that we get paid for this is a joke. Yeah, anyway.
This is what we do for a living. It's great.
Oh,
I know. Yeah. This is my coffee.
The milk trend's been busted.
We're going to have a strike.
We're running a milk rod here, guys. We'll be back after this, Triple M.
Mid-North Coast. Triple M.
Yes, it is. Strawny for breakfast here on the Mid-North Coast Triple M. It is, 23 minutes.
9:37, guys.
Oh.
Way easy.
We just gave away a $5,000 gift card.
How funny was that?
I know. I thought we had the wrong number then, and I was like, oh, no, they're going to kill us.
Also, thank you to Gary's, I assume, partner.
Wife.
Sister, friend, whoever you were. I'm sorry if that was really creepy. Yes. I'd be like, hello, is Gary home?
How good was it, though, when it was like, is it a scam?
Yeah, well, because he did a Michael Caine impression.
Yeah, sorry, Gary, to have worried you there, mate.
We
promise it's not a scam. You will be the voice of a promo that rolls around on this station for a week or so.
Like, we might be frauds, but this is not a scam.
We are frauds. We fake it till we make it, Ash and I, and we are making it. We're making people's day. Giving them a $5,000 gift card. We thank the team at Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie, for that. That feels good to give somebody that.
Oh, heck yeah. Mm. And I love that he was so like, oh, I'm sure we can think of something. I'm pretty sure the lovely lady there to the phone was just like...
I can hear his wife there putting her shoes on. She's putting the lippy on. She's out the door, guys.
Let's go.
Hastings River Drive, Port Home Zone, Port Macquarie. That's where we're going. Anyway, good on you, Gary. Congratulations, mate.
We've got a special birthday, too.
Oh, sorry, yes.
We cannot forget. So I did do a birthday earlier. The happy 40th to Nadine Westerman and Megan Robinson. But we had an extra special one.
We did have an extra special one from an extra special place on the Mid-North Coast that is the Port City Bowling Club. And, guys, it's Katie Lee's birthday today.
Happy birthday. birthday. Since you're so good at impressions, you want to try a quick Marilyn Monroe? Sing Katie Lee happy birthday?
No. That's a no, no from me, mate. Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Mid-North Coast doesn't need to hear that.
Yeah, no, they don't. Their day is better off without it. And I have no desire to do that.
Yeah, okay. You
too. Gonna get runs on the board when you can, guys. This is You Too at 20 to 9 this morning. Strawny's Breaking Show, good times, greatest hits.
Good shirts.
Good shirts, it's Triple M. It's You Too this morning. Oh, yes, desire, the harmonica, the Friday feeling, the good times, the greatest hits. That only means, guys, that it's leading to 9 o'clock where Steve Price will, he will, take it from there. Isn't that right, Ash? You can tell Steve anything and he will try and get it sorted for you.
Absolutely. Yes. Steve Price.
Steve Price. And the Steve Price is right after 9, I can tell you that. What's trending up next, guys? Stick around, it's Triple M. Richard Marks this morning.
Oh, Mid-North Coast, we're not going to stop until you're satisfied. And if you're not completely satisfied, at least hopefully pleasantly surprised.
Oh, yeah, you get them, girl. Oh, what a day, eh? What a day.
Or crikey. At least we get a participation award.
Yes, well, that's what my room was filled of as a kid, participation awards, and you showed up, kiddo.
Yeah, good job for trying.
And I'd stand there with my hands on my hips going,
all right.
Yes, sir. Big week on Strawny's Breaking Show this morning. It's just been unreal, hasn't it?
And next week, even bigger.
I'm looking forward to it, though.
It's going to be a week.
In the words of Barney Stinson, it's going to be legendary.
Oh, enjoy the weekend, guys, whatever you get up to.
Hey, and just make sure you got a plan B over the weekend, because if this rain comes like they say it's coming, it's going to be wetter than an otter's pocket out there, I tell you.
Oh, dear. Well, as you always say.
Yep. Stay clean, guys. Use soap. And what do you say?
Don't!